Double tick.
There was a conversation about Brexit. Joseph imagined that there would always be a conversation about Brexit until it was all sorted out. There was a general agreement that it was a mess and a disaster, and the country would be paying for its mistake for years. Joseph had heard all this, but then Fiona asked Joseph how he'd voted. "Whoa," said Pete, "you can't ask that." "He knows how we all voted," Fiona said. "Anyway, if he tells us he'd rather not say, that would be the end of it." "And we'd all know anyway," said Nina. This was the first time during the evening that he'd felt different from them. There were the five of them, and then there was him, and just the presumption that he might not belong to their gang, that he might have voted the other way, was enough to separate him. Joseph looked at Lucy's face, and her expression made him smile. She was trying to work out whether there was anything to be offended by. "It's fine," Joseph said to her. "You sure?" "Yes. So, I had a problem. My dad voted to leave. He campaigned to leave." "Why?" "Because he thinks he'll be better off." "What does he do?" "He's a scaffolder." "Okay. And my mum, she voted to leave because she works in the NHS and she believed the bus and all that." There were weary sighs around the table. "But Lucy is a passionate Remainer."
"Am I passionate?" she asked Joseph.
There was laughter.
"Yes, tell us, Joseph. Is she passionate?"
"A passionate Remainer, I meant," said Lucy. There was more laughter at the obviousness and feebleness of the answer.
"So, well, I came to a logical decision."
"Which was?"
Joseph shrugged. "I voted both ways."
"How?" said Lucy.
"Oh, I didn't cheat. I just put a cross in both boxes."
Nina and Andy laughed and applauded. Fiona, Pete and Lucy were trying not to look scandalized.
"I didn't know you'd done that," said Lucy.
"I didn't tell you."